Made two changes on the golf course. We added a little bit of yardage on the front of 17 tee. We added 5 yards to a 503-yard hole. I mean, don't think forward. So if we had, so we had the wind in your face, you only got to play at 495 or 498. Not big change. The 16th hole, I think you may have probably have heard me say this, but I went back and looked at Shot Lake after the tournament, and I had really kept saying, I said, these guys are only playing an 8 or 9 iron to this green. Come on, guys. They got to be able to keep the ball on the green. And I went back at Shot Lake, and Shot Lake had hit the green 35% on Saturday and 28% on Sunday. And I'm sitting there and saying, well, you know, maybe it's not shame on them. Maybe it's shame on me. And so I set about trying to figure out what would be the best way to change that hole without ruining it. And we came up with moving the tees about 30 yards right, since that no longer was our maintenance area. We could move tees over into that area. It gave us a little bit more of a downwind hole, not so much across the water, but more down the water. And I said, well, you know, that front bunker, a lot of balls can be brought in from there, or I can give them the front part of the green. So basically, I've given the players the short of the green and the front part of the green, but I've left the last two-thirds of the green similar to what it was before. It didn't change it at all. And so what that means is that now you can go ahead and play a shot and you get the ball into the front part of the green fairly easily. You can probably get it there where you're going to maybe have a 20, 30-foot putt for birdie. And that's okay. I think a lot of fellows would have been quite happy last year to walk off there with three. But if you want to challenge the hole and challenge a pin position back left or back right or middle left, you're going to probably have to get the ball a little further into the green. And you can leave it short and take the long putt. That's fine. Or you could challenge it. So that's – I wanted to not give the hole away, but I also wanted to make it so that there really was a bailout.
All right. Terrific. Well, this, ladies and gentlemen, this is your time to ask questions. So if you have any, please raise your hand and we'll get you a microphone and fire away. We'll start with Rob in the front. Thanks.
Jack, where does winning here in 1977 rank in your list of some of your favorite things? What it meant to you, what it means to you?
Well, 77 was a year that, you know, was the second year of the tournament. I was spent most of my time on the golf course picking up papers and cigarette butts and throwing things in the I think it was Angelo at that time was caddying for me, and he ended up with pockets all full. And every about four holes, he'd have to go dump his pockets out because I keep filling them up again. I mean, I was more interested in how the tournament was going, the cleanliness of the golf course, how the players enjoyed it, how we were taking care of the players, making sure that everything was what it should be, and you know, to do that and all the things I was doing, and then win the golf tournament with it. I was probably one of the best feats I've ever had in the game of golf. I think I rank it probably as high as, I guess the only thing I think is higher is GT's hole in one at the Augusta in the par three. and you don't know what I'm talking about. And because, you know, it's a, it's tough to play and be part of running something. And, you know, I don't run it anymore. I mean, you know, Dan Sullivan, his crew, and everybody, and Jackie's now chairman of the tournament. You know, I just sit back and sort of, you know, I'm sort of the figurehead out here doing press conferences, and they're hoping I don't say something bad.
Rob, do you have a follow-up?
Yeah, follow-up was a lot of big names, and yourself included, have won this tournament, Tiger, Watson. Is this a tournament outside the majors that really guys need to win to really fill out that resume?
Well, I think it's a pretty good tournament to win to fill out a resume. I don't think there's any question about that. We've had a lot of guys that won here the first time and went on to win majors. And a lot of guys that have played the game for a long time and then finally won here. And guys like Watson, who won late in his career here, as well as winning early in his career. You know, Tiger went all through his career. Tiger won five times here. You know, I mean, a tournament's resume is not too bad if they have Tiger winning it five times. I think I probably answered your question right there.
Okay, we're going to have two or three questions from this corner over here.
Jack, between Ohio State being in the championship this past week and the NCAA.
Ohio State what?
Being in the championship and the NCAAs this past week, and you coming back here this week, and you got to host the team down at your house, I believe, in February or March. What does it mean to you to see the program doing so well right now, and how have you been able to kind of follow what they're doing?
Well, I'm pleased to see the program. Coach Mosley's done a nice job with it, and hits the golf course. They got a good golf course to play on, practice on. They've got a good golf course, to develop a golf game. I think a lot of fellows sort of shy away at times from coming north. And I always looked at college golf one way. I says you either went all the way north or all the way south. In between, you know, they felt like the in the middle belt. A lot of times they said, well, the weather's halfway good enough, we're going to stay there. But the guys north figure out that, hey, it's not good enough, they need to go south. And, of course, the guys south are already south. So I never felt any real big disadvantage about coming up here to school. I mean, Ohio State's a great school. Columbus is a great town. You've got a lot of really good golf courses in Columbus, Ohio, to play golf at. It's a great place to come and be part of. And obviously, I had offers from a lot of schools to play golf elsewhere, and I wanted to go to Ohio State because I loved Ohio State. I wanted to be a Ohio State student. I loved going to the football games and basketball games, being part of the fraternity life and the school life and the things that went on. That's what I wanted to do. So that was important. That was as important to me as playing on the golf team. But today, I think the guys will concentrate a little bit more on their golf as it relates to what it used to be. And, I don't even remember what your question was, but it was something about Ohio State.
Thanks, Jack.
Did I answer you? Okay.
We'll go to Bob Harrod next.
Jack, a year ago this time, it looked like the tournament was going to move a week later. We didn't know for sure. Now it has. What do you make of the change to the week before the U.S. Open, the smaller field, obviously a limited cut, and do you expect to have any conversations about that going forward?
Well, I'll answer your last question first. That discussion is in process. Okay. So we would prefer the other week. However, we are here this week because the tour asked us to help them out. They said they had a thing that they wanted to do and that the players had asked for, and that we help it out. We said yes, that we would do that this week. But we said we would review it after this tournament and we'll figure out how we're going to sit on the schedule after that. And that, I said that discussion is underway.
What negative do you see to it?
To what?
To being a week later, if there is any. What do you not like about that? About it?
Well, I mean, I let's put it this way. When I played, I would rarely play a week before any major championship. So I'm asked to be part of putting on a golf tournament in a week that I would never play. And that, to me, is the essential part from my standpoint. From a sponsor standpoint, Memorial Day has been what our name is, and we were around Memorial Day. I mean, yesterday was normally a very big day gallery-wise for us because it was Memorial Day, and we had maybe 1,000 people here yesterday. From the sponsor standpoint, I think that they get into board meetings and kids' graduations and so forth. So that's maybe not as advantageous. However, that won't make any difference. We're going to have a good tournament this week either way. You know, in spite of all the different things. And you know, as I say, we did that as a favor and the tour asked us to do that, and we said yes. And so, you know, we've always been a supporter of the tour. We've supported what we think is, we want to try to continue to support what is best for the tour, but we also want to support what's best for the Memorial Tournament. And so that is to be determined.
We've got Alex Maselli. Alex?
Jack, there's been a lot of discussion about problems in professional golf.
I'm sorry?
There's a lot of discussion about problems in professional golf. My question to you would be is, do you see problems in professional golf, and what are they?
Alex, you're asking me. You're out there every day. I live in Florida now. I'm not part of the problems of professional golf.
But you see them.
I'm from afar. You know, I've tried to stay out of what's going on with the tour and live. That's what you're asking about. Not necessarily. What else are you asking about? Because I don't see any other problems.
Is that what you see as a problem? Just that?
Well, I think that's been a problem, and I think they're working on that too. I mean, I think that's in pretty good hands, and I think that a couple months ago I called Jay about it. I said, Jay, I'm worried a little bit about what's going on. I says, don't tell me, because I have a tendency to Alex Maselli will ask me a question about it, and I'll have to lie to him, and I don't want to do that. I said, Shelby, are you doing all right or you're not? He says, we're doing fine. I said, that's all I need to know. So as far as I know, the tour is doing fine, and their problems are going to get worked out. I don't know.
The reason why I say it's not necessarily live in the PGA Tour is because there's discussions about slow play. There's discussions about TV ratings. Those aren't live PGA Tour related. There's something more to it than that.
Well, I think TV ratings have been pretty good lately, haven't they?
For the last months.
Yep. Yeah, the last few months, the TV ratings have gone up. They've been up pretty good from the report that I got. You know, Alex, I don't pay a whole lot of attention to the day-to-day of the tour anymore. You know, I'm 84 years old. I haven't played the tour when the last time I played a tour tournament was 2005. And really the tour probably 2000. So, you know, I'm a few years removed, and, you know, I don't think that I'm in the middle of that. I'm trying to be in the middle of the Memorial Tournament and be involved in that. And I think that there are a lot smarter people and a lot better people that are better versed on what's going on than I as it relates to the problems of the game of golf. And I think that it's in good hands, and I trust them to solve those problems. Because I love the game of golf. I love to see the game of golf flourish and grow as we've all seen it grow for a long time.
Doug?
Kind of on that note, Jack, how critical do you think it is for the game to get everybody back together again?
You know, that's a question that I don't know how to answer, Doug. You know, you look at it two ways. You could look at it two ways. One is that, you know, we'll have a very successful tournament here and a lot of PGA Tour tournaments. We've had very successful tournaments and have great fields and great players. I think the LIV tournaments have had some good players and they compete at the major championships. You know, I don't know that's imperative that happened. I think it would be better if they all played together more often. I do think that. That's above my pay grade, I think, to really answer that 100%, because I don't know all the ramifications of it.
Yep.
How often, whether it was you and Arnold or Lee or Tom, how often did you guys play the same tournaments each year, ballpark?
Well, I played about 15 to 18 tournaments a year. I played the four majors. I played tournaments that I enjoyed playing, which were probably another five or six tournaments. And then I took another maybe three or four tournaments, and I sort of rotated them around. So when Arnold and Gary and I were playing at Treviso or Watson, as you were talking about, I don't think it was very often that we did play all in the same event. I mean, I think they would all play in the Memorial Tournament. But and they did. But in all the tournaments, I think guys have their have different places they like to play. You know, I always tried to play in tournaments that I thought that are golf courses that would lend themselves best to my talents. I was never a good guy at shooting 63 every day. That was never my fun. I didn't enjoy that. Became a total putting contest. And I think I've told the story in here before about, I mean, Hartford has always put on a nice tournament. They have a different golf course now, but they used to play at Weathersfield. And everybody kept saying to me, Jack, why don't you play at Weathersfield? I said, well, the shoot scores are too low, and I'm just not a guy that shoots a lot of low scores. And I said, well, he says, you haven't played. I said, okay, I'll come next year and play. So I went to the Weathersfield and played. And I shot 68 the first round, and I think I was in 17th place. And I shot 67 the second round, and I was in 25th place. And I shot 67 the third round, and I was in 35th place. And I shot 67 the last round, and I finished 42nd. Now you know why I didn't play Weathersfield. And there were a lot of tournaments like that. I never really liked to have to shoot those. I liked courses where you had to grind out what you score. I liked to have to work at it. I just didn't like putting contests. And Weathersfield was a nice golf course. There's nothing wrong with Weathersfield. But that was just my mode. I mean, I like to go to the West Coast. I like to play Riviera. I like to play at Pebble Beach. I like to play at Doral. I like to play Bay Hill. And we always had the Players' Championship, the Masters. I generally speak, maybe play Colonial. And of course, then we come up later years, I got it in the Muirfield. And you got the Canadian Open was always, was Glen Abbey a lot because that was my golf course I did. So, you know, those are all challenging golf courses. And I like to be challenged. And that was my fun. The fun to me is being challenged and playing, and I think a lot of guys feel that way. They like to be challenged. They like to play the best golf courses. They like to play the golf courses that the other guys want to be challenged at.
What did you think last year, if you watched, when a couple guys shot 62 at the U.S. Open, 10 minutes apart in the first round? Do you remember that at all?
I don't even remember who shot it.
Xander and, was it Ricky?
Ricky.
At L.A. Country Club?
Yeah.
I probably didn't watch it, but
good thing.
Huh?
Probably a good thing.
Well, no, I played L.A. Country Club. I have not seen what they redid it. I played it in 1954, the USGA Juniors. I was 14 years old. And my memory of L.A. Country Club was that was Byron Nelson giving a clinic. And they had just replaced the irrigation system. And the caddy that was shagging the balls for Byron would start walking backwards, and he never took a step off the irrigation system all the way back. That's what I remember about L.A. Country Club. I mean, I got beaten second round. I think Hugh Royer Jr. beat me in there. And but I don't remember much about the club. I know it's changed dramatically. But, guys are gotten pretty good. And I used to like the course setups, the way the USGA did, where you had 25-yard fairways or whatever you had, and you had, three or four inches of rough, and then you had high rough. By gosh, there was no mistake. You either hit it in the fairway or hit it, or you struggled. I like that. I like greens just like this, where you got to send the ball up in the air and bring it down, like, as they say, butterfly with sore feet. You got to be able to play that way. That's what I enjoyed. But you know why I enjoyed it? Because I could do it. that's right. And when you could do something that somebody else couldn't do, then you enjoy competing on that type of a situation. That's competition. That's what it's all about anyway.
All right, we'll come back down the front.